Gemara says in Tanis Daf Zayin Amud Beis that Torah is compared to three liquids, to Maim, Yain, and Chalav, to teach you that just like these mashkin are only nipsal b'hesach hadas, just like these mashkin only become ruined if you're Mesiach Das, if you ignore them and you don't watch over them. After Vatara in Mishtakhim el Besach Das. Also, the Vatara only forgotten Besach Das if you ignore them. Rashi says, Im Eino Machzirim Tamid. If you're not constantly chazing the Torah, then you're going to forget it and it will not have Kiyim. And this is difficult to understand because this idea that when you have a chachma and you don't chazer, you don't review it, you're going to forget it, this is something which is not unique to Divrei Torah. This is true of any chachma. A person, you're learning medicine, you're learning science, you're learning math, you're learning literature, whatever it is you're learning, if you don't review it, you're going to forget it. So how is this miyuchat to Torah? The Gemara is not telling us something which is obvious, something which applies to everything which we could figure out on our own. This is something unique to Torah that it's mishtakech b'hesach hadas, it's a limud from a pasuk. This is l'char, something which is universal. In what way is this unique to Torah, this idea that if you are not machzirim tamen, if you don't chaz it all the time, you're going to forget it? There's obviously something more omic over here, which is shayach to Torah only. What's the pshat in that? And I think the hesber could be with something that some sefer writes in this Chedushim on Brachas and Daf Hey. The Gemara there brings down the pasuk in Mishlei of a saif and acha bai ve'inenu. If you close your eye even for a second, you blink your eye and you ignore Torah and you don't chazer it, ve'inenu, Torah will go away. A person can't be Mesiach Das even for a rega. And the Chassam Sefer points out that you see from that Gemara, you see from other places, that there seems to be a extra zahiris that you need to have in Torah to chazer it constantly. And if not, you're going to forget it more than other chachmas. Other chachmas, you have to review it, but it's not like you have to constantly be on top of it, constantly review it. You can take a break and go back to it. But with Torah, there has to be a constant chazara. And if not, it's very sensitive and it could be lost. What's the pshat? Why is Torah in a way worse than other chachmas? Why is it more difficult to retain? And the Chassam Sefer explains that the pshat is like this. He says that Torah is something which is a davar ruchni. It's not just a chachma. It's not just something which is shaykh to the intellect, but it's the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a seichel. It's something which is a shaykh to the neshama. It's something which is really kula ruchni. And for something ruchni to be nidbak in the guf, to go into the guf, is something very difficult. It's something which is a stira. Ruchnius and gashmius are be'etzim a contradiction, and they don't want to connect with each other. This is something the Maharal writes about a lot in Avis, in Kinyan HaTaira, that a davar ruchni, davar sechli, can't be mischaber with the guf. Just like the neshama doesn't really want to be in the guf, and Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to force it to go into the guf, because the neshama is constantly trying to run away, because it doesn't want to be in the guf. Taira itself is coming from that oilam, the oilam ha-neshama, from the sechel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it does not want to be mischaber el guf. So in order for Torah to be niklat in the guf, you have to follow the formula the Chazal give us. There's Memches Kinyanim, 48 things we need to do for Torah to be niklat. And one of the Inyanim we need to do is to constantly chazer. Constantly, it should be constantly on your head, not to be Mesiach Das. If you don't do that, then you're going to forget it, not the same way you forget any other Chachma, which you don't review. But over here, if you don't forget it, it's constantly, automatically, the Torah is trying to run away because it's a steer to the guf. And if you don't do what you should be doing, then Mimela will go away. So the Inyan of Chazar and Torah is more than the Chazar that you have in other Chachma, where you have a natural cloud that if you don't chazer, you're going to forget it. When it comes to the Torah by itself is constantly pulling away from you. And unless you follow the kinyanim of the Torah, which includes chazar, not to be misiach das, then the Torah will take it go away. But if a person is machzirim tamid, if a person follows the kinyanim of Torah, then there's a bracha the other way as well. It could be nidbuk in the guf, it could become part of you in a way which is beyond the seichel and beyond what your kishanis could give you, because that's the special school of Torah, that Torah is something ruchni, Torah doesn't go with regular klalim. And if a person follows the kinyanim of the Torah and he makes sure to be machzirim tamid, he's constantly focused on and constantly chazering and is not misiach das, then there's a bracha that the Torah will taka be nidbuk with you, and your Torah will have kiyum.